Jimmy Rapp went out, talked to some folks at a bus stop, figuring out what's important to them.
Yes.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
All right. How are you?
Good.
Fine, thanks.
Good, good. Yeah, I went downtown, and then, you know what, I didn't come across many people, so I headed over to good old East Avontown Beach bus stop, and ran across some nice people.
Cool.
Oh, the town beach bus stop.
Look at that, see?
It's got to be busy on a nice day.
It's a hot spot, yeah.
Yeah, it was beautiful out, and it was before the rain, you know, so there was a number of people exercising and doing their thing and waiting for the bus.
Who did we talk to first?
Julie. We talked to Julie.
All right.
Hi, what is your name and where are you from?
I'm Julie Dougherty. I'm from East Haven, Connecticut.
And what brings you down to the beach?
I came to get a run in. I was hoping it might be a little less humid here.
Not true, though.
Not so much.
It would be less humid at the beach, like the wind's blowing off the water? Or?
Right, yeah.
Ashley, do you find that to be true? Like it's
absolutely. It's always cooler at the beach.
Right. Yeah. Are you sure from East Haven? I'm from East Haven. Hey, I'm from Steven. How you doing?
Steven, yo.
I've been good. Yeah.
Not everyone talks like that.
Are you sure?
Most of us do.
Okay.
See, Jimmy it's does. True.
Jimmy
it really
does.
Is.
I go with Jimmy.
Hey, yo.
She's from the border of East Haven.
Right.
New Haven.
I'm from East Haven. No, it doesn't happen that way.
I don't believe
That's
you.
That's the first thing you got from hearing her voice.
Yes, I'm like,
you're not
I'm
from
like,
East Haven.
She's an import. You know, you're lying.
Yeah, how long have you lived here?
You're from like Oxford or someplace like that. Yes, yes, yes.
Oxford.
Yes, Oxford. Yes.
She's from West Brantford. That's what she says. I'm from West Brantford.
Yes. Say 33rd Street. 33rd Street. Okay, you're in.
Can we hear her again?
Yes.
I didn't pick up
she
on
she speaks
any of
too this. Well.
I'm from East Haven, Connecticut.
Connecticut. Like she pronounces like every like consonant and stuff like that. You know, it's like, you know, hey, from Connecticut, I've been good.
Trying to insinuate people in East Haven.
No,
speak
it, means,
right?
It means they have soul in East Haven. It means they have, you know, they know
they have
about
swagger.
How to speak exactly.
Did
they're
you have
proud.
A chain?
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, I'm good. How you been? Right?
Yeah.
That's I want to hear that. I want to hear,
yeah.
Hello, I'm from so-and-so. Would you care for some crackers? I like some crackers and some cheese. The freezer room temperature.
The way she says Connecticut, you have judged her.
Yes, I have.
To be fair, who has to say East Haven, Connecticut when you're in East Haven on the
exactly,
beach?
Exactly.
In Connecticut.
I'm from right over here. Right. This is my town over here. That's what you want to say.
That's
over
a
here.
Good point.
Yeah, I'm over here.
Did you have a gold chain?
Yeah. You
she
quartered.
Didn't say East Haven, Connecticut, United States.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Planet Earth.
Yeah, no gold chain. Get out.
She's an android.
North America.
She pulled out her longitude and latitude.
Yeah exactly.
Oh, my God. She's a fembot.
Let's listen to her again.
Okay.
Hi, what is your name and where are you from?
I'm Julie Dougherty. I'm from East Haven, Connecticut.
And what brings you down to the beach?
I came to get a run in. I was hoping it might be a little less humid here.
Not true, though.
Not so much.
Well, do I have your permission to use this audio for the radio?
You do.
Okay, cool.
You
so
too.
I want to talk to you about Father's Day.
Sure.
Clearly, you're not a father.
No.
But you have a father.
I have one.
What I don't even know if you could say that now.
Yeah.
Clearly,
true.
You're not a father.
Right. Yeah, you can't say that anymore. Yeah.
No.
What's the matter with you, Jimmy?
As soon as I said it, I was like, damn. I was like, can I say this? I don't know.
Yeah, it's all old habits.
Yeah.
It's like,
exactly.
Relax.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Take a chill pill
there,
people.
Trying to figure it out.
Hey, been good.
Talking to this lady who says she's from East Haven, who clearly isn't from East Haven.
No, she's not.
Steven.
I think she's from Cambridge. I think she's from Cambridge. She has it, that swagger.
That'd be interesting to find out. How long have you been in East Haven?
Seriously. Like
how long have you been in Connecticut?
Yeah.
That you still need to say you're from Connecticut.
I've been 3 months. Here for a good 15 minutes.
Just got off the bus.
She did.
What are you getting him for Father's Day?
I got him a pair of Lukai slip-on shoes.
Who says a pair of?
Who? What?
I got some shoes. Yeah. I got him a pair of Lukai shoes.
What shoes?
Oh, my God. Your honor.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I'm keeping it real here. I'm keeping it real here. You know, I suspect
you
we're being infiltrated.
Smell a rat.
We're being infiltrated by people who can speak clearly. I don't like that.
You're not welcome around here.
Exactly right. Mumble like the rest of us.
Proper grammar? No way.
Exactly. You need attitude. You need spaghetti.
She speaks too well to be in East Haven. That's what you're saying.
Yes. Yes.
I think you're going to disappoint a lot of East Haveners, AJ.
Why?
Why? Some educated ones.
Oh, I didn't say it was stupid. I mean, there's a certain style.
The swagger.
The swagger, right.
Swagger.
I'm not saying people are stupid. I'm saying there's a style. And I love that style. You know, I want
to eat to the beach to catch a run. She's going to run. She's exercising.
Right. Where's she running from, though?
The Paisan style.
She's running from Cambridge. That's what happened. She's in the witness protection program. She's here in East Haven.
Okay.
I knew it.
Well, Ashley's parents have a... Now, if you talk to Papa G, you'd be like, swagger.
Exactly. He's got it down.
You talk to Mom, I think you'd be like, yeah, she's not from here.
Yeah. Well, you know, she puts it on. She's a professor, you know.
Right.
I'm sure she's like, hey, Finny, what do you want to eat over here? Okay, hey, you know.
Yeah. She grabs her crotch from the Papa G.
Exactly. Right. She's like, she'll walk into the kitchen, scratching her armpit. Hey, man, good. Yeah, who wants some spaghetti?
What the hell? Who didn't make the coffee?
You hungry? When's the last time you ate?
Hey, who ate the last piece of cheesecake?
You want some meatballs?
Exactly, right. Look like a bad scene from, like, you know, pick any Italian movie.
My cousin Vinny.
My cousin Vinny, okay, go with that.
A Bronx Tale.
Bronx Tale, there right, you know.
Hey, Marie!
Yeah, yo!
Get in the effing car!
Right, exactly.
Moonstruck. Snap out of it.
Okay, so Julie, wherever you are, we appreciate you speaking
we
to
do.
Jimmy.
We do, and Julie's not Italian name either.
We just have questions.
And Julie's not an Italian name either, so, yeah, Julie.
She just unfollowed me on Instagram.
All right, what else?
What are they?
They're Olukai. They're kind of a Hawaiian brand, so you might know them for their sandals, but they also make
fun.
So I work at Soundrunner.
Oh, okay.
So, like, you know.
That would explain the running and the brands.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, no flies
they're
on
a nice light slip-on for the summer, and they don't look like dad shoes, so
they're
not like the big white New Balances.
Are you a mother?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm also a teacher. So
you are?
There you go, AJ.
There you go.
Their teacher's going to have swagger also.
I mean, he was right.
She's an android.
Yes, but shouldn't she say Connecticut properly?
Right. Connecticut.
I don't even know how to look up the kind of shoes that she was wearing.
I have a pair of their flops. They're Olukais. Yeah, they're from Hawaii. They're very expensive.
Oh, huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
You got excited once. You got like a targeted Instagram ad or something. You're like, these look nice.
Right.
And then I remember you looked up the price like, nah. No.
Yeah, that was like, they're like $85.
The memory on him.
Yeah, thank you.
It's the sound effects that stick with
it's
me.
Amazing, yeah.
It's like, oh, these are nice. It's...
That's my rejection button. When I make noises like that, it's a rejection button.
All right, back to Julie.
Yeah, right.
I'm also a teacher. So
you are?
I have a lot of kids.
Where do you teach?
I'm at ACES.
ACES, good
I'm
for you.
ACES
so you've
Regions.
Got a lot of patients. That's awesome. So you know a lot about kids, too.
Wait, what's ACES?
That's the thing on the bottom of your back?
Well,
it's special needs, isn't it?
I figured she had patience. Yeah, it's for adjudicated
needs.
Children.
Yeah.
Yes, she
good
teaches
her.
Kids that had just got out of juvenile detention. So.
Oh.
Good for her.
Yeah.
That's why the proper grammar.
She's making the place better.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
By speaking phonetically, yes.
Yeah.
Any advice to kids on how to treat their dads?
You don't know what a gem your dad is until you need him and suddenly you live out of state and he's driving overnight because you need one little thing and he's going to be there. So always be really nice to your parents because they always show up for you, especially your dad.
That's good advice. Can you give me an example of when your dad showed up for you at the craziest time?
Well, this is really embarrassing. So obviously, yes, I will tell you. I was in grad school and living in D.C. and I had a fractured root one Saturday night. So it's like where your root detaches and your tooth just
your tooth okay.
falls out.
Oh,
her tooth
fell. Huge interview.
Wow. Now is that East Haven enough for you?
No. Now she's going to Moodus.
That's swagger to me.
No, now she's in Moodus.
That's swagger. All right.
Oh, there's the swagger.
I had a huge interview on the Monday morning at the National Gallery of Art. And I didn't know what to do. I was a college kid. I didn't have insurance. I was on his insurance. My dentist was here.
Yeah.
I'm freaking out. It's like midnight. And my dad drove the entire night from Connecticut to D.C. to help me find a dentist.
Oh, wow.
To use to... This is gross. To nail my tooth back in until I could get back
to nail it back in.
God, it hurt.
Well, it's made of wood, you know, so just.
Yeah. There's glue in place.
George Washington.
Exactly.
Got to match the roots up.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
This looks like the deeper hole.
It's like a bad jigsaw puzzle.
All right. Hold on.
Like
hold
a Lego
on.
Set.
All right, Dad, hold on to your daughter's head.
And she said, ow, perfectly. Ow, 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 ow.
She enunciated.
I'm glad you clarified that.
I'm in a bit of pain.
Just a bit?
I think we're at the end, right?
But that's a dad.
He 100% just drove all night and then had like a car full of like Wawa pretzels for me.
Oh, that's
by the
awesome.
Time he hit D.C.
That's
and then,
great.
With a bad
yeah.
tooth.
I was
going to
say, that's pretty
oh,
crappy.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah,
that's
kind of torture.
Yeah, really, here.
Chew on these hard pieces of bread.
Wawa.
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 Who's next?
Next, I spoke with Tony, and he talks a little more East Haven.
Okay. So. All right.
There you go.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name and where are you from?
Tony from East Haven.
All right. Tony, do I have your permission to use this audio?
Yes, you do.
So, are
you
a father?
Tony didn't say Connecticut.
Right, exactly.
No.
Right.
Tony!
Right.
Tony
exactly.
from
right.
East Haven.
East Haven.
Right, he's not Anthony.
Right.
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 I'm Tony.
Hey, yo, Tone.
Although I enjoyed Julie's story.
Yes. And she bought very nice stuff for her dad.
Mm. Yes, the...
And had her tooth hammered in.
Right, because dad went on drove all
right.
night to get
Who
it,
knew
yeah.
that story was going there?
No idea. Probably has nice teeth, too. Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Are you a grandfather?
No.
Oh.
We wish we were.
Yeah, how old are your kids?
One is 54 and the other one is 48.
Do you feel that fathers are shafted when it comes to gifts on Father's Day?
Maybe some may feel that way.
What's the craziest thing you've seen down at East Haven Beach?
The guy had his bathing suit on. He was all wet coming out of the water. The restrooms were closed down. He threw a towel around and jumped behind. There was a tree that was here.
Yes.
It's gone. They have, in fact, I got to bring that up. The town hasn't replaced it. The mayor, this is 3 years, Mr. Mayor, if you're listening. We're waiting for this tree to come in. This is an important decision for him to make.
Okay.
Hold it.
They're missing a tree?
What happened to the tree? I thought there was a tree
the
there.
The hurricane took it down. The hurricane
know.
Took it down.
Oh, so he wants it replanted.
They had to make a tooth for that lady.
Got it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who gets this mad?
I don't know.
Nobody.
He's very upset.
So
he
the guy put upset. A towel over the tree and then went to the bathroom. Over the, why wouldn't he? Oh. Why wouldn't the guy just walk back into the water?
Right. Guess it depends.
Maybe he did number two. Yeah,
yeah
I don't know.
It was number two.
Yeah.
That's how I interpret it.
You don't want no brown tide.
No, you
so
don't
what
want.
What are you burying the sand like a cat box?
No
that's
floaters.
He said.
Yeah.
Need more fiber.
Okay.
Yep.
We're waiting for this tree to come in. This is an important decision for him to make.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so he went to the bathroom behind the tree.
He went behind the tree, no, put his towel around him, and he slipped his suit off. And what else could you do? He was going to his car, or yeah. nobody was here except somebody like me.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for your time, Tony. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I would never eat again.
Yeah.
If I saw that.
At that point, it got a little creepy, so I had to end the interview.
Did you just say,
bah, bah, bah.
Yeah.
It's like you're watching it again for the first time.
He was possessed for a second.
Started thinking
yeah,
about
know.
It again. It's like,
bah, bah, bah.
Well, but I'm curious why he watched. I mean, he just, I mean,
yeah,
you know, he said there's nobody around except for me. And I was like, all right, I got to go.
Yeah.
You know?
It's almost like he thought, like, that's what caused the tree to go away.
Maybe he did.
He's so mad about the
could
tree.
Could be some toxic turds there.
But he
yeah,
never
I figured
said
it would be
what
fertilizer,
happened to
but...
the tree.
No, he didn't.
We're just assuming that it was Sandy that took the tree out?
Right, right.
Later on in the conversation, he let me know that it was Hurricane Sandy that took it out. It was a tree by the bocce courts. And he's like, he got into the whole thing that the bocce courts were fixed, but they never put the tree back. But they put the flagpole back, but not the tree. And I was like, oh, okay.
Well, they had the tree, but people were crapping under it. So they said, let's get rid of this tree.
You can't play bocce with the sun in your eyes.
The guy's last name, Bird?
Tree is very important.
Yeah. His last name, Bird.
Yeah, windshield or the ground, one of the two. Mm. Yep.
Yeah. That's Tony. I mean, he was a nice guy. But
yeah, very nice
he was
guy.
Very upset about the tree.
Yeah, well, and what he saw.
Next up,
yes,
Missy
sir.
And Bart.
Hi, what's your name and where are you from?
Missy Luzzi from East Haven.
Bart Luzzi from East Haven.
And do I have your permission to use this audio?
Yes.
So what brings you to East Haven Beach today?
We've been exercising, so we're doing our walk.
Nice.
So,
a
lot of health-conscious people there.
Yeah.
It's a good place to walk if you want to walk.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a beautiful beach, yeah.
Not sucking in exhaust.
Right. Unless you want to.
Ocean nice. Breeze.
Yeah.
You got to balance out all that pasta.
Got the view.
Got to walk.
Good people watching. View. Never know what's going on behind a tree or something.
True.
Yeah. Right,
people crapping behind trees.
Yeah, Mama Celeste in the other room mentions that.
What?
Mama Celeste. Walk over all the pasta. So, Jimmy.
Yes. I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said.
That's okay.
All right.
So you're the dad in the family.
Yes.
How many kids do you guys have?
Two.
Boys, girls?
Boy and a girl.
That's how old?
24 and 21.
Any advice for new parents out there?
Just be patient and be patient and realize mistakes are going to happen. But as a good parent, you'll always talk them through how to be good.
Trial and error.
How about discipline? How do you feel about discipline?
I was brought up in an Italian household, so discipline's different these days. You can't do what we used to get done to us, but...
Wooden spoons and all that good stuff.
Wooden spoons, straps, bathrooms. Spatulas. Yeah, you got to go. Yeah.
None of that.
Shower time. She's not Italian. So.
Oh, you're not?
No.
What's it like being married to a crazy Italian?
Oh, I've been with him since I've been 14. So.
Awesome. Wow.
Yeah,
nice. 14.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's love. But yeah, Italian household, everything's a weapon. A shoe.
Everything is a weapon.
Yeah.
Shoes, knives, everything.
Yep. Fork.
Fly swatters.
Exactly, right. Anything that can be, like, extend past your arm.
And makes a, it has to make a sound on
it
impact.
It does. A slap,
he's gotta
a smack,
warn
or a
the
thunk.
Others.
Yes. Right. Mom puts a bunch of quarters in a sock.
Wow.
Blackjack. Yep.
That's tough. The quarters in the sock is tough. When I was younger, I would get the wooden spoons, obviously. But when they went through them all and they broke them all, then they would switch to like a metal spatula.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but those
that doesn't hurt as much.
Yeah, meat hammer hurts.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, the tenderizer.
They'll tenderize your knife. Right. Ow.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I've been with him since I've been 14. So
awesome.
Yeah, it's
that's great.
Quite
loud
different.
Family. What's your background?
Swedish.
14. Sweet. Can you imagine that?
14.
I mean, think about when you were 14.
Yeah.
There were so many things wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you?
Things are still wrong for me.
Right.
They can't even be close to the same people they were.
Right.
Like that's really saying a lot about them.
Impressive. Yeah.
They grew up together.
14.
14.
Yeah.
You think about who you were hanging out with or around when you were 14.
Maybe it's an arranged marriage.
Hmm.
You know?
It might have been.
I don't know.
They were sold.
Right. Dad got goats. You got the, I don't know.
Yeah. Right.
Well, she is Swedish. Maybe it was like a mail order bride thing.
Oh, gotcha.
That's what she just said, yeah.
Right.
What's your background?
Swedish.
Sweet. Wow.
Yeah.
That's different, huh? Yep. You don't find many Swedes.
No.
That's different.
So he's Italian, she's Swedish, they make a Swedish meatballs. Hey, hey.
Jimmy Ruff's like, what the hell are you doing here? Do you know where you are?
This is East Haven.
It's like ABBA meets Frankie Valli.
He was so Swedish.
Yeah.
That's
whoa.
Weird.
Are you in trouble? Are you okay?
Yeah, good poker face you make.
Can I help you?
That's weird.
Almost missing with like a coffee spit take.
Wow. That's different, huh? You don't find many Swedes at East
Haven. No.
Do you feel that fathers get shafted when it comes down to Father's Day gifts? She's looking at him.
What was that scream? Who's that kid in the background?
What was
that
scream?
A dog or a kid?
Sounds like someone's getting waxed. When they ripped the wax off? Someone's getting a Brazilian in the background.
There's Tony complaining about the tree.
Yeah, there he is.
Right?
It's still not back.
Or he saw somebody else taking a poop.
She's looking at him.
Well, since my wife's birthday is May 24th, Mother's Day is in May, and our anniversary is June 3rd, yes, I do, because those are three presents that she gets, and everybody forgets about Father's Day for me.
Hmm.
Oh.
You don't forget about it?
I don't forget about
What'd
Father's
you get him for
Day.
Last Father's Day?
Oh, God.
See?
Yeah. Exactly.
She's Swedish. She got him chocolate. What
Come
do you
on.
Think?
It was a whole year ago.
You got some cheese.
Cheese, chocolate.
That sounds good to me. I'd be all right with that, like any day.
Or a massage. There you go. Boom.
Oh, God.
See?
Well, this year, I know he wants an anti-gravity beach chair for the pool because he doesn't like our chairs.
What is that? What the hell? Was it hover?
Great. Yeah. Oh, they're awesome. So the way they set up, it's almost like a rocking chair where you lean back. You don't constantly rock, but you feel like you're suspended. It's amazing.
Is it anchored to the ground at all? Is it
no. It's just like right. It unfolds like a beach chair, but the way it's set up, you kind of sit in a way that it's anti-gravity.
That sounds like an accident waiting to happen.
And where
great
do you,
explanation.
And where do you sit on the ground? Do you sit?
You sit in the chair.
In
it's
the
a
water?
Chair.
No.
I mean, she said for the pool, so she means for around the pool.
Yes. It's, yeah.
Why do they call anti-gravity? Because wouldn't
it
that mean
like,
it's floating in the air?
No, well, it feels like you're floating in the air, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I have no more information now than I did 2 minutes ago.
Exactly. I've had the same.
I've had weekends like that.
Jimmy, help me out.
Everybody
here
on this call has become dumber for listening to us.
Here's what I got. Oh, they're so cool. Oh, they're great. Oh, right. I want one.
They suspend you, and they're like, you rock
it's
back and forth.
It's a beach chair,
but they don't float.
Right,
they don't. And they're not suspended.
So why the anti-gravity?
Yeah. They're sort of suspended.
They're like totally gravity.
Look, I don't know how all the nuts and bolts work, okay?
They have nuts and bolts.
Right.
It makes you feel like...
What do they look like? Is it any good?
Yeah. Jimmy, help me out here.
They have nuts and bolts?
I don't know if I can help you with this one, Ashley, because that was a terrible
idea. It looks like a regular chair to me.
No.
It's a recliner.
Yeah.
No, the way you sit in
it. Why is it anti-gravity? That's false advertising.
Magnets? What happened?
I want a hover chair, damn it.
It feels like you're in a hover chair.
Well, they're
not
expensive.
Have you ever been?
That's called
Fireball. Have you ever been in a hover chair? How do you know what that feels like?
That's called Fireball.
You're not helping, Jimmy.
Yeah, I'm not helping.
They're
I know.
About $100.
I just feel like those chairs.
You can find them less or a little bit more, but right around they're hovering around $100.
Ha.
Do we have any more with them that we need to get to? Because I got to get Jimmy off the.
No, I think we got to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy, tell us about this extreme comedy show.
June 24th. It's Friday night. Starts at 8 p.m. It's at the City Point Brewing Company in Milford. I am actually opening the show.
Nice. Cool.
Jimmy Rapp will be there performing. Yeah.
Cool. Very cool.
I'd love for everybody to get down there. We have the very funny Dave Sheehan is going to do some comedy, and Gino Visconti is actually headlining, and he does a podcast with Anthony from, I don't know if you remember Opie and Anthony back in the day.
Yeah, of course.
So him and Anthony, they do a podcast together. And it's going to be a great show. It's $20 at the door. That includes your first drink free, whether it's beer, wine, soda. And if you want to bring your anti-gravity chair, you can.
Nice.
Yeah, whatever you want. But that's
bring
that's
your tree,
Friday,
bring
so
your towel.
Great.
Yeah. But that's it, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Very good. We're linked up to it on the radio station website. Thank you, Jimmy.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.